Like to pick up this morning by the help of the Lord, desire and interest in your prayers. I know we've had a lot of coming and going and different activities, but like to pick up with a series we started a few weeks ago. I didn't know if the Lord was done or not, and He wasn't. On the subject of because of love. And this morning we deal with the subject of relationships. There is a little girl by the name of Kyoti. And she had been sold, this is way, way back, she had been sold as a slave, and she had never known what love was. She had not had a mother and father to be able to care for her. She did not have someone to demonstrate to her what it meant to be loved. And the name Kyoti means, nobody loves me. Have you ever felt like Kyoti? You might, some of you children might go home and say, just call me Kyoti. Well, when she grew to be about 10 years old, her body, she got some kind of a disease and her body broke out with severe, almost like boils and scabs, and she was covered and she was turned out from the place where she lived. She was turned away and turned out. And there were some people that took Kyoti in to their home. And they cleaned her up. They cleaned her sores. They gave her clothes. And at first she struggled with the idea that somebody was caring for her because she had grown up saying, I am only Kyoti. Nobody loves me. And the people that took her in told her that Jesus loved her, and they tried to teach her what love meant. And she was having difficulty understanding it. Then one day she looked down at her dress and her clean body, her bandaged sores, and she said, is this love? And they told her, said, yes, this is love. Love is more this morning than the words that we speak. I've been in the weeds this week with this message, I will confess. I followed it down theologically and philosophically, and it got me in the weeds, and I had to back up just a little bit. Because love was never intended to be complicated. But love is more than words, because you all have heard the phrase that talk is cheap. I love you. Have you ever had someone tell you they loved you and you just wanted to step back and say, what do you mean? I have. Because it's easy to say, I love you. But love is much more than words. We've looked in the past at God's love for us. Wasn't it much more than words? For God so loved the world that He did what? He gave. Love was much more than a concept. It was much more than an ideology. It was much more than something we read in the textbook of the Bible, if you will, and say, well, we know we're supposed to love, so I love you. But what does love mean? Talk is cheap. This little girl was struggling because she had never had someone demonstrate to her true love. But she began to understand when she looked at the deeds that came forth from someone's life. Let me clean those sores. Let me get my hands dirty, in other words. Do you know this morning that true love is not about when everything is pleasant and good? Love is about when things are complicated and you're still there. True love is about when there are the man laying on the side of the road and the priest and the Levite walk by ignoring the man because he was bleeding, about to die. True love was demonstrated in the man that was said, I'm willing to get my hands dirty. People in relationships are not always simple, folks. I'm not telling you anything you don't know this morning. Relationships can be complicated. Relationships, but what it comes down to is, can we allow the Lord to work in our life That we base and build our relationships on the principle of true love. More than words. And this starts in the home. It goes into families, into the congregation, in the body of Christ, the people you work with and rub shoulders with. The foundation of Christianity is based on that word love, isn't it? Because God is love. Our text that we have been ministering from in 1 John chapter 4, it said, herein is, or verse 16, it says, we have known and have believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. If we dwell, you know what it means to dwell in something? It means to live in. It means to abide. If we are living in God, and we are abiding in God, and God is abiding in us, the fruit of that should be love, because God is love. And I want to encourage us this morning to allow the Holy Spirit to show us areas in relationships that we can grow in love. Because the reality is this. Is love a zero-sum game? In other words, do you either love someone or you not love them? I've been down this road this week, and I'll tell you, it gets complicated. Do you know that there are degrees of love? But I've also come to this conclusion that sometimes we want to hold on to the concept of love when there really is a lack of love. Because we say, well, let me give you an example. Does a man that beats his wife love her? I mean, is that a fair question? Does a man that beats his wife love her? Is there any kind of, though, commitment or connection that can be there? In our first instinctive reaction is, no, he doesn't love her. Because love is more than words, isn't it? Love is about commitment. But what about a man that says, I'm not going to leave you, I'm not going to put you out, but he mistreats her? What about a man that doesn't talk right to his wife and he verbally abuses her? Is that love? We would say that action is not love, but what kind of commitment is there? Which means if we truly love someone, though, it should change our behavior, shouldn't it? So if our behaviors are not what they ought to be, is that a lack of love? Starts getting a little closer to home then, doesn't it? If our behaviors are not what they ought to be, if you are impatient with someone in your home, is that a lack of love? Because love is patient. Isn't that what the scripture teaches us? Love is kind. Love is long-suffering, which means if I'm not long-suffering and I'm not being patient, but I say, but most of the time I am, but what's causing me not to be? And I know we struggle with that, and it's like, but I do love, then what? Lord, can you increase my love? Because I think about this. Have you ever seen two siblings that don't get along with each other? I mean, they can't hardly be in the same room without quarreling. You can deal with behaviors. You can address to them, you don't talk that way. You share. And you can address the surface things. But do you realize behaviors come from something in the heart? Relationships that are built on surface things on the outside, they will stay surface relationships. Okay, I won't say this because they won't like it, so I won't say that. And then they won't step here because they're going to invade your space, and so they'll step this way, and you can just do this little dance. What kind of relationship is that? It's not much of one, I'll tell you that. Y'all have anybody in your life that you do that with? I will say this, and if you are the exception, you are blessed above many. But what I have observed through the years, and as when I was younger, I didn't know it and didn't see it probably as much. But there are probably in everybody's sphere, there's someone in your life that it's difficult. You have to kind of dance around them a little bit. But do you realize that we cannot change anybody else? But when we begin to look at relationships from in the home between husbands and wives, between siblings, between in the congregation, in the body of Christ, that Lord, I know that love is the foundation for strong relationships. So if relationships are not strong, then Lord, help me to do what I can to have the love of God in my heart for that person. You know, we talk about two siblings and aren't getting along. Do you know what the answer is? I believe if they would begin to seek God and say, Lord, I want to draw close to you. Help my love. Help me to have more love for my brother or my sister. Do you know I believe they would begin to see some changes take place? It's more than dealing with the surface issues. It's dealing with the root causes of the conflict. And the root causes of many conflicts is a lack of love, giving room for this. We all grow in our lives, right? Grow in grace. There's other fruit of the Spirit, patience and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness. However, love is the foundation of it all. So as we examine our hearts and our relationships, say, Lord, I want the reason I'm doing this is because of love. If what is motivating our behaviors and actions is anything short of love, that is where the Lord wants to begin to enable us to grow in love, to perfect love in us. Well, if we dwell in God, we're going to dwell in love, but many relationships break down here. There are misunderstandings in relationships, right? If you love someone 100%, does that mean you always understand them? I don't always understand God, and you know, well, I know God always understands me because He has abilities I don't have. But you know, I love my wife. I love my children. I would die for them. But do you realize there are times that I still don't understand? Misunderstandings can cause breakdowns in relationships, but I'll tell you what will overcome misunderstandings, and that's love. Because there's a misunderstanding here and I don't see and I don't get what you're thinking. However, I'm committed to you. I want your welfare above my own. Is not that what the Lord told us as husbands, how to love our wives? He said, love husbands, love your wives even as who? As Christ did what? As He loved the church. How did He love the church? He gave Himself. It was more than saying, honey, I love you. It's good. Our wives and our children need to hear the words. But I want to tell you something. They're going to get more from how you treat them. From your behavior. We are to love our wives as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. Does that sound like selfishness to you? But how many relationships are built on selfishness? It's only when something satisfies me. It's only what I get out of it. Are we willing to get our hands dirty? Are we willing to get in and help someone and be a friend to someone when it's not convenient? Or are relationships being built on convenience? Because of love, this is what should motivate us as God's people. This is what will make strong families. This is what will make strong congregations. This is what will make strong relationships between brothers and sisters because of love. So what's motivating us this morning? Are there areas that our love has been lacking? Saints, where there is selfishness, and you know, we can sanctify these things. And that's been some of my struggle this week. Lord gave me the message. So I'm, okay, Lord, so, and I follow what, how is God's love? How does that work in His relationship with us? Then what does that mean when it comes to our relationship with each other? If there is selfishness, this is what I want. Is that a lack of love? It's kind of hard to say, isn't it? Because we know we're supposed to love. It's kind of hard to say, Lord, if I love more, would I be less selfish? If I love more, would I be more willing to give of myself, not because what I want and what I think, but I'm interested in you. I want your welfare. What can I do for you? Instead of saying, what can you do for me? And if you don't do what I want, then it's over. It's where too many people are building their relationships. It's based on selfishness, folks. But when we can begin to recognize there is great power in love. Coyote, is this dress, is this love? The answer is yes, that's love. It's more than the words. It is in our deeds. Love is in our actions. It's in what the motivating force behind why we do what we do. We all make mistakes. Is there anybody here that can say you've never been impatient? And then it kind of hurts for someone to say, well, you don't love enough. You say, wait, I'm just struggling with myself. I kind of had a rough day. It's not an excuse, but I had a rough day. It's not them, it's me. But do you realize that as we grow in love, we will be more cognizant of how our words and actions are affecting people? And it's like, I love them. I do not want to hurt them. And if we say something that's hurtful to someone, do you know what we should do if we love? Because we've all said things. Husbands and wives, if you've never had to apologize to one another, all I can say is you're probably just self-righteous and proud. Because we're all human. And there's places as parents, we've had to humble ourselves to our parents. I mean, to our children. As parents, we've had to say, hey, I'm sorry. I should have handled that differently. Does that mean we didn't love them? No. Love. We make mistakes because of our humanity. Love will be quick to humble. But many people are not willing to humble in relationships. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to go there. Well, that's a lack of love. Well, let's move on a little bit. Jesus, remember the man came to Jesus and asked what the greatest commandment was. Y'all know the answer? He said first, the Lord is one God. That was what he said first. And then he said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, body, and strength. And he said, and second is what? Is like unto it. In other words, is very similar to the first. He said, thou shalt what? Love thy neighbor as who? As thyself. That's talking about a lack of selfishness. We say, what is love? Love is about giving consideration to anybody in your life, considering their welfare and treating them as you would like to be treated yourself. That's the foundation for strong relationships, because of love. Why are we doing what we're doing? Have you ever been in a place, in a situation, you said, I just don't know what to do? Am I the only one that's been there? I just don't know what to do. I want to give you something you can do. Lord, help me to grow in my love. Help me to grow in my love. As difficult as they might be, and sometimes it can change them, but sometimes it can't. Lord, help me. It is love that brings forgiveness. Have you ever struggled with forgiveness? You say, it's easy to forgive someone. You say, well, they didn't know better. It was an accident. Okay, let it go. But you know, sometimes people, and the people that can hurt you the most are people closest to you, right? They know better. Why'd they do it? If you will grow in love, it makes forgiveness. It means letting it go so much easier. Love is much more than an emotion or a feeling. You know, the feelings and emotions of love are nice, aren't they? You know, that warm, fuzzy feeling? Those intimate moments. And I'm not speaking about just between a husband and wife. Have you been there in church services or with a friend that there's just such a security and a warmth and it's love. It's a good, positive love. But you know, love is more than feelings and emotion. Love is about consistency. It's about day in and day out that I do what I do because of love. in action, in word, in commitment, and in sacrifice. A new commandment I give unto you, Jesus said in John 13:34, that you love one another as I have loved you. As I've loved you, so love you one another. How did he love? He gave of himself. I don't know what to do. Give of yourself. Jesus went on to say, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if what? If you have love one to another. If you go to a church that says such and such, that's how people will know. Is that what he said? If you will wear these clothes, that is the identifier of my disciples. Is that what he said? No. It had to do with love. And so we know that. And so we sanctify the word love amongst us. Now, I'm not trying to throw stones here, folks. But we can sanctify that word in our minds. We know we're supposed to love, so I love you. What does that mean to you? Does it mean you're committed? Does it mean you're willing to put the other's interests above your own? Or is it just when it's convenient? Is it just when it's you get things done your way that, you know, you'll be happy with it, but don't cross them or else. By this shall all men know. This is what caused Christianity to spread far and wide in the early morning church. It was because of the acts and deeds of charity that was in the early morning church. There are historians that said it spread more than anything because people weren't used to that. You have a need, let me help you out. Think, where's that? That's not self-interest. That is looking to the needs of other people because of love. I wish that love would change everybody. It doesn't. I'd like to tell you a story. There was a story of and it was in Scotland, and there was the sea, the ocean that was there, and there was a ship that went down. And there was the lifeboat filled up with people, and they had to leave one man behind. So they got to the shore, the sea was, it was horrible conditions out, and they finally made it, and the men were exhausted. They couldn't go back. And there were people that had gathered on the coast watching this fight between man and nature. And the captain said, my men are exhausted. He said that they can't go, but he said there's still one man out there. Young man by the name of John Strappenfellas came up and he said, I'll go. And there were some others that volunteered. And this young man's mother came up and put her arms around him and said, don't go. She said, please do not go. She said, your father was lost at sea. She said, your brother William left a year ago and hasn't come back and is most probably lost. And she said, don't go. You're the only one I have left. And he said, mother, he said, I have to go. He said, God will take care. So he went out, and it was about an hour later that they saw that boat coming back in. And they said, did you get the man? And John hollered out. He said, we got him. He said, we got him. He said, tell my mother it's my brother William. I wish that every story of love would end that way. Willing to sacrifice and bring about change. Unfortunately, the realities of life is not all the stories in that way. You can love and you can sacrifice, and it seems like the fruit isn't always there in the other person. But I want to share this. That do you realize that when you love, that you can go to bed at night with peace in your heart, with that person that is difficult to you, the person that is not treating you right, the person that has not come back after intentionally or unintentionally wounding you. Chelsea, I appreciated your testimony Wednesday night. And when the Lord had given me this message, I couldn't help but think about that. I thought Chelsea didn't mean to do something, but she realized someone's hurting over. And she went back more than once to try, what can I do? I'm sorry. You know, that was love that enabled you to do that, Chelsea. The story doesn't always end like yours did either. Because some people, they're selfish. It's all about me. It's all about what I want. And you can try to please him and it's not going to be good enough. It'll be something else next time. But you can go to bed at night. And that will bring a peace that, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'm willing to sacrifice. I'm willing to go out of my way. I forgive. I give it to you, Lord. So if you have a family member that it's just, you don't know what to do, I'm sorry for that. But you know what? Most people here have someone in their life that it's difficult. But there is something we can do. We can love. We can forgive. We can consider, you know what? If they don't want me to do that, I won't do that. They want me to do this, I'll do that. But after a while, that starts to be torment too, doesn't it? So then what you have to do is, Lord, I'm going to love. Help my love. I don't know what to do. I don't even know the actions to take. But Lord, I want you to get to the root in my heart. And I want you to give me greater love for that person that is acting so unlovable, because that is what Jesus did for us. And love, a relationship is incomplete when love is not returned, right? You can love someone, but if they don't return it, it's going to be a tough relationship. True relationships are built on mutual love. And that's the way it is with God. He loves us, but you know what? Relationships are not restored until we come and say, I'm sorry. Lord, what do you want me to do? Well, love is patient. Love is kind. I'm reading from Moffat's translation from 1 Corinthians 13. That ought to sound kind of familiar. Love knows no jealousy. Love makes no prate. It gives itself no airs. It's never rude. It's never selfish. It's never irritated, never resentful. Love is never glad when others go wrong. Love is gladdened by goodness, always slow to expose, eager to believe the best. It's hopeful and it's patient. So when we measure those attributes and characteristics, do we say, Lord, I'm not 100%. Lord, help my love. I want what motivates me to be because of love. So I love you. Let's let it mean something this morning. Let's let it mean more than these are the right words to say, so I'll sound spiritual to say I love you. But let it prove our love by how we act, how we talk, how we treat one another, not just in good times or when things are advantageous to me, or just when I feel like it. Love is bigger than that, folks. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we do what? We love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Whoso seeth his brother have the need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion, how dwelleth the love of God in him? And then he said this, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Let's love in deed and in truth, not just in word. Because talk is cheap. There was a leader in a congregation. He was a deacon many years ago, and he was on his way to market in the early morning. He had his barrels of apples and he was in a hurry to get there. Someone stopped and asked him, they said, there's a poor man that broke his leg down here. He said, can you come and pray for him? And the deacon responded, he said, I can't pray right now. But he said, you can go down in the cellar, and he said, get some corned beef and salt pork and potatoes and butter, and that's the best I can do. And he went his way. Now think about that for a minute. Shouldn't have he stopped and prayed? What was he praying for? Lord, there's a poor man that doesn't have any food to eat. He's trying to feed his family. He broke his arm or his leg. He can't go out and work. And this man answered his own prayer, the prayer he didn't pray. Do you understand? We could focus that he didn't stop and pray. What was he supposed to do? He said, here's food. Here's everything you need. I just wonder this morning if there's anybody in a relationship that you could answer your own prayer. I'm not saying don't pray, but you know the prayers a lot of times are for us. But sometimes we can be the answer to our prayer that we're praying and praying and praying for difficult situations. Lord, strengthen the relationship. Lord, do this. Lord, do that. Lord, change them. Lord, that. Is it possible that we could be the answer to our own prayer? Love is commitment and loving and kind. It's sacrificial. I believe that marriages would be much better this morning. We can deal with symptoms, but marriages that are in trouble, brothers and sisters that are not getting along, difficulties in families and in relationships, this morning is the foundation. I know there's other things. I know that what you do cannot change anybody else. Just like God's love cannot bring someone to a walk like He wants unless they open their heart to it, right? It's the same with us. However, we have the power in our relationships to love. So I would just challenge us this week, as we go back home, as we go back to family, as you consider that person that maybe is not doing you right. Maybe you're trying to do everything, cross every T and dot every I. I'm going to do it right. Is there something in my heart, Lord, that you can help me to have more love? That's root cause. This is the foundation. I trust you all get something out of it. Like I said, there's a lot in it as you meditate upon it. But I believe this morning, this is the answer to a lot of troubled issues that people face in life. It's a love issue. So Lord, help us this week, every word, our conduct to be because of love. And if we see that we fell short, if we love, I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? What can I do? Lord bless you all.